do it again. So, what is the message of Brad Bird's The Incredibles that you have a problem with?
That only special people are special.
What do you elaborate on that a little bit more?
Like if you're gifted in a certain way, then you're the only person that deserves to have any kind of achievement at all, right? So like if you're something else, like if you're really good at, or like you're really smart, if you're like one of the nerdy kids from high school rather than one of the jocks, right? You shouldn't even try. Like, I feel like that was the message.
Because you're not one of the special people.
Because you'll invariably fuck it up and then be evil. That's sort of what happens to the smart person.
Exactly. It's like syndromes. Like intelligence is like so far beyond anything that the Incredibles have, and yet it's like. The A, that's not good enough for him to be in the thing, and B, he ends up being like the most evil character in the whole film.
Right.
So it's like that's why I'm so always torn. I want to say The Incredibles is my favorite Pixar film, but always it comes back to that.
It's really fun to watch, but then when you think of the moral of the story, it's not
exactly. It always comes back to that. I'm always like, oh, I want to love it. I want to tell all my friends how awesome it is, but then I can't get away from like how bad. Go ahead.
This white traditional family is the way it should be. Exactly. They also have superpowers.
Yeah, exactly. I just can't get away from how like harmful that message might be. So yeah.